Mark in the studio as we're sitting right around that 15, 16 degrees, but we're heading up north to Harrod, South Dakota, up in the area that seems to have all the red on the drought map. Dave Vandervliet, agronomist. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, Chuck, how are you doing?
Pretty good. How are things with you?
Oh, things are going good, too.
So have you changed the names or anything on where you're at?
Oh, yep. Slap new signs on, logoed some pickups, wearing some new clothes now, so Agtegra now.
So what is it now?
Agtegra.
Well, everything, the merger coming together pretty good?
Yeah, yep, it is, into it through a month and a half, so, it took a little time there, but things are starting to pull together now. Into the spring season and get us working.
I should mention you were talking about the North Central Farmers Elevator up at Harrod. You have twitched some things going on up there. But, Dave, let's talk about what's happening. Your area seemed to be in this dark red color for a long time, and this drought monitor.
Yeah, it was a drier summer. We had some timely rains, which we were really, really fortunate for. But the fall didn't see much at all for moisture, and the subsoil is pretty depleted.
So did you get much moisture? Didn't get many moisture this fall then, either?
The fall, no, we really didn't this fall.
What about the snow cover?
Snow cover, we do got some now. We've had a few shower snowfalls earlier, not a whole lot, but this last one had some rain with it to start, and then probably about that 6 to 8 inches of good wet snow fell there too.
Now, how was the? I keep hearing that the wheat's in bad shape is in South Dakota. Is that up there in your country too?
If there's maybe 200 acres of winter wheat out there, that's probably about it.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's got to be as low as it's ever been, hasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Yeah. No, it just wasn't intriguing at all for anybody last fall. And some of that was because of the dryness. Just.
So with you still in that dry area, you're still aren't out of that drought. Looking at going to some shorter season like small grain, or are they still looking at row crop?
The market's more dictating anything right now. There are some guys that are definitely looking at forage crops, doing some oats or barley, stuff like that, and flipping it for possibly some millet or sorghums if things turn out. But right now the market is definitely dictating a lot of what guys are trying to look at doing.
So were they planning on maybe looking a little more at beans, and now with this last couple of weeks, the way the beans jumped, a little more enticing?
Yeah, they were looking, it was looking like corn was going to suffer a little bit. They're definitely looking a lot of beans. Looking like some guys are going to dabble a little more into some wheat. Now, with the corn price coming up and everything, I could see some more corn acres starting to go back in again.
So it's one of those, and nobody's really too sure on which way we're going, but there's still beans are still looking like the king out there, maybe, huh?
Yep, that they are still looking, but I think it's not until the planter rolls. A lot of guys just still undecided until that day hits.
So what you got, are you frozen pretty deep out there, Dave?
Yeah, we are, yep.
Now, you're mostly no-till, aren't you?
Yeah, yep. Pretty much 95% or so no-till,
and that seems to help you get through some of this real dry weather conditions.
Yep. Sorry there, Chuck. I had a radio blaring in my ear. What was that?
I said it helps you maybe with some of this no-till. Helps you get by some of these drier areas. May hold you a little longer.
Oh yeah. Yep. It definitely, like these snowfall events like this, it holds right in the fields there. The ones that were soybeans, that's where we have the issues. They blow pretty clean. Where corn or wheat stubble definitely helps us.
How about the water and some of the dugouts and stuff? You need more snow for that?
Yeah, yep. That's one thing that no-till hurts there is because it holds in the field so much you don't get that runoff. It takes quite a bit more before you start to see those to fill up.
But are you seeing quite a few of them with pasture faucets out there?
Yes, yep, okay. That's got to be a lot more popular, guys, doing that, just to get a more steady supply of water.
As far as fertilizing, you got a lot of it contracted?
And there was a fair amount that got contracted, yep, okay. Yep, there was. But there's a lot to be done to you just because guys are unsure of what their plans are, what direction they want to go with cropping choices.
Well, I suppose it'll make a difference whether they go beans or corn.
Yeah, yep. You know, a lot of guys that were planning on, say, more beans, if they do throw some corn acres in, they will have to do a little more purchasing there.
Well, Dave, I just thought I'd call you, see how you're getting up there, because I know you're up in that drought area up there, but you got a ways to go to get out of there yet, huh?
We do, yep, but seen this before where it looks pretty nasty going in, and by the time spring's over, we're playing in the mud and can't get some fields planted.
Well, you got to be optimistic up there, and you always are, Dave.
Yep.
All right. We'll talk to you later, and have a good spring.
Okay, thanks, Chuck.
Thanks, Dave.